It's an interesting question. He's been staying in Las Vegas since 06. So, we're talking about 11 years with his girlfriend, or at least in recent years, frequent visitor once or twice a month to this hotel and others. The most vanilla profile one could possibly imagine. A modest gambler, at least by our standards. Nothing serious. Paid promptly. Never owed any money anywhere in Las Vegas. He didn't fit the profile of a problem or a compulsive gambler. If there was anything interesting that we discovered in the years of service, and we have butlers and waiters and masseuses and people in the beauty shop that know this woman and this man completely. They talk about normal, mundane things. But if there's anything interesting that stood out over the 6 years, nobody that's ever worked here have ever seen the gentleman or the lady take a drink of wine, beer, or alcohol of any kind. Now, a lot of people don't drink, but considering their frequency of all the restaurants and their behavior as normal tourists, taking advantage of everything that's available in our resort, they never, ever imbibed in any liquor. Their behavior was conservative, private, understated in every way. You never, ever would stop a man like this coming in the building. However, nobody in this company's history, no public person has ever walked in the service elevator unless they were accompanied by security. Nobody ever goes in the back of the house unaccompanied by security. But another thing, being in a room for 3 days in a do not disturb situation, that would have triggered an alarm here and would have been considered as a potentially dangerous thing from the guest's point of view, that maybe the person was ill and we would want to inspect and see that they were safe. We'd go into the room. We'd want to know more about anybody who was sequestered in a room for more than 12 hours. That would be something that our people have been trained to look out for.